thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called?
I don't know.
All right. What kind of cheese would you make from it, assuming that you knew what it was?
Mm-hmm. Cottage cheese.
Okay. Did you know that that was made from thick
no.
sour milk? Okay. What do you do?
It's been done by magic for all I know.
Yeah. It's best sometimes not to inquire too closely into
yeah.
these processes. What do you do to the milk the first thing after milking?
Strain it.
Strain what?
Strain the milk.
Okay.
Is that what you're supposed to pick up?
Well, there's some ambiguity. At some point,
mm-hmm.
we had to get milk,
mm-hmm.
and that was the place where it was going to be. I think milk is underlined in the index,
mm-hmm.
and it's indexed at 48, too,
mm-hmm.
but it's not underlined in the questionnaire.
Yeah.
Hi, Andy.
You
Your
ahead.
Voice is now in the middle of the light center, if you know about that. What is baked in a deep dish made of apples with crust on top?
Call it apple cobbler. Could have peach cobbler. That's what I'm familiar with.
How does that differ from a pie?
I would say, well, the crust is usually thicker. And as far as my familiarity with it goes, a cobbler was always baked in a rectangular sort of dish, usually a little bit deeper than a pie plate.
Mm-hmm. I've never made cobbler. I'd like to.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has a good appetite. You say he sure likes to put away his...
Yeah, food. You could also have blackberry or blueberry cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
Might say he put away his groceries, too.
Okay. And how about a sweet liquid that you might pour over pie or cake?
I guess, I don't know about this pouring over pie and cake business. Maybe gingerbread, that was the only way I could reconcile this
mm-hmm.
to my vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
But gingerbread, I guess you'd pour some kind of sauce
yeah.
over that.
You wouldn't
you have
anything other than sauce?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. Food taken between regular meals?
Oh, you're having a snack. I might say a between meal snack.
Mm-hmm.
Bite to eat between meals.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would get it.
Okay, and talking about food consumption, you would say I blank breakfast at 7 o'clock this morning.
I ate.
Yesterday at that time I had already...
Had eaten.
And tomorrow I will...
Eat.
Okay. We've already talked about the stuff that most people drink for breakfast, which is...
Yeah, coffee.
And how do you prepare it?
I would just say I was going to make some coffee.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard older terms?
Perk? I don't know if that's older, though. No.
I should think that would be a more recent term, because they didn't
yeah,
have percolators.
Yeah, percolators, I guess so.
Back in the good old days. Let's see, what do you drink when you're thirsty? You might go to the sink and get
mm-hmm.
yourself a...
glass of water.
Mm-hmm. And you might say the glass fell off the sink and...
broke.
But I didn't.
Break it.
Someone has.
Broken it.
Okay, do you have names for other types of glasses?
Well, let's see. A mug. I've heard of...
Is a mug a glass?
In general, yeah.
That China thing, would you say, hand me that glass?
I'd call that a cup, I guess.
Oh, okay.
What else have I heard of? Tumblers and goblets, but I'd be hard-pressed to describe them.
All right.
Shot glass
mm-hmm.
for whiskey, hard liquor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, beer steins, but that's getting a little bit... Go ahead.
Why not? Okay, if I ask you how much Coke you've consumed, you say I